I'm with Kieran from the amazing Circa Waves. You started your headline tour at Glasgow Bowlands last night. How was that anyway?
It felt legendary. It was sort of, it's a legendary venue, and we wanted to play there for so long now. We played it a few years ago supporting bands and stuff, so to finally get to headline it just felt like we'd come full circle and felt like we'd really worked our way to get to that point.
Yeah, big room. The tour series is like going through many places actually, like in UK and Europe. What place are you looking forward to like playing the most and why?
Well, Barrowlands last night was a huge landmark for us because we'd never played anywhere that big in Glasgow before. But I mean, I always love playing Liverpool. It's my hometown, so I love playing to my family, and it's nice to see my friends, see what I do. You know, I'm always coming home from tour and being like, you know, yeah, honestly, we're a good band. And then, but they actually get to come and see us now, so Liverpool's always a good one for me.
Yeah, yeah. How are the new tunes going down? Are they going down well, yeah?
Yeah, really good, man. It's like, I was very sort of, there was a lot of trepidation when I was making the record with the band that, what would the crowd react like, but they seem to, there's a euphoria with the first record, and with this record there's a real like aggression, like pent up sort of thing that kids want to get out, and people who are listening to the record I think feel more angsty or something, I don't know, but the crowd reaction is really cool and like just full of energy.
Yeah, nice. Let me know about Different Creatures. You've been writing it for like quite a few years now, since like your debut album. How excited were you to release it like 11 days ago?
11, very well remembered. Yeah, it felt good. I mean, like, I'd had it. I don't know, it's strange. It's like letting, I imagine it would be like when you take your kid to school for the first time, you have to let them go and say goodbye. And like, it was sort of that saying goodbye to the record, and it's not just mine now, it belongs to everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was a bit nervous about it, but it's cool. It's so amazing to have to, you know, read reactions from people, and they hear songs and it means something to them. And they say, like, I've heard people say, "Love's run out," and they go, "Oh, it just means so much to me right now because of this I'm going through."
Yeah,
and you
yeah.
know, it's just a personal song to me, but everything changes. The meaning of everything changes to fit that person. So it's great to see that.
Do you expect to get like such a good reaction?
I hope so. I really believe that the record was bigger and better than the first one. I thought the songwriting was better, so I really believed we would do. And it appears we've got some nice, really nice reviews and good reactions, so yeah.
And what are your favourite tracks from the album, if you had to pick a few?
At the moment, there's a song called Night on the Broken Tiles, which is just awesome to play live. And it, probably the most original sort of sound. I don't think there's any band who sounds like that at the moment, so
yeah.
That's my favourite.
Like, my favourite track is Out On My Own.
Oh yeah.
What's that like track about?
I wrote it a little while ago. I mean, at the start of 2016 I was writing in Liverpool on my own, and for like 4 or 5 months pretty much in virtual solitude, apart from me, my girlfriend and my cat. And it was just this strange thing of, I've had this whole band and this whole fan base and record label and management and agents and press, and but I never felt more alone in this weird way. I was surrounded by people, and that was just a really strange feeling, and I wanted to write about it. But also I'd noticed a lot of like more people talking about male depression and anxiety and stuff like that, and I wanted to try and weave that in there as well, just so anyone who does feel like they're truly on their own can feel like that song is a bit of a, you know, a hand to sort of cling on to, really.
Yeah. Nice. The support acts for the tour, the Magic Gang in Heaven, what's it like? What's it going to be like, or what's it like playing with them every night?
It's great, Matt. You know that the fans are going to be warmed up, you know, to the point of boiling. So I mean, yeah, it's the two bands on the up who are no doubt going to be headlining these venues themselves soon, so it's just cool that we can be on tour with great musicians and nice people.
Yeah. What's the best thing about like being on tour?
Just that, being away with people, like it's like a gang of mates.
You're on
a tour bus and you get to, you know, have a few beers every night, play amazing shows every night, get to see your music reacted to, so it's great.
What's the worst thing?
I miss my girlfriend massively. Like, I just, like, you know.
You're not invite her?
No, she comes to a few shows. But yeah, I miss my family and my girlfriend, really. That's the crappy bit of it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, if you weren't a musician, what would you be? Or what would you want to be? Obviously, you want to be a musician, but what would you,
I mean, I always love music, you know. I'd want to be involved in it in some way, so I figure I'd probably be working with bands in some way of trying to, you know, working for a label or management or promoting bands. I don't think I could not be around music. I'm obsessed with it.
Okay, so you have to pick one. But which one would you choose if you had to? Okay. Newcastle or Sunderland?
What would you say?
Oh, see, I'm a Geordie, so I'd say Newcastle.
Well, I've got to be Newcastle.
Right, okay. All right, the Beatles or the Kinks?
Beatles.
Oh, right, I see. Everton or Liverpool?
Everton.
Like, Chinese takeaway or fish and chip chips?
Fish and chip chips.
Right, Drake or Kanye?
I'm not really a fan of either.
You can say a bite of both of them if you want.
Yeah, I'll get rid of both of them.
Burger or pizza?
A really good burger, not like a crappy burger, like a proper
decent
one. Yeah.
Beyonce or Rihanna?
I'm all about Beyonce.
Oh, all right, nice. The Magic Gang or In Heaven?
Oh, you can't do that to me, man. No, I've got to keep both of them. I feel terrible.
Star Wars or Lord of the Rings?
Star Wars.
Yes. All right, what is the one album you'd wish you'd made?
Ooh. Probably like Abbey Road by the Beatles.
Yeah, nice, nice. Why?
Because I think the songwriting is just impeccable. I think, like, the fact that the quality on every song is so high and just, like, so inventive and no one else was doing anything like it and just sounds, I don't know, just it's musicians and songwriters at the top of the game, and no one's ever sort of come that close to the Beatles in the pomp.
Alright, what are your tips for like up and coming young bands?
I think it's just writing songs are so important. Like, that's your bread and butter, that's your craft. You need to hone your craft. Don't waste your time, you know, trying to look cool and stuff. I mean, I looked pretty awful for a good 15 years of my music life. I don't look that great now. So, I mean, I think since I was 13, 14, I wrote songs virtually every day. And then I started writing good songs about 10 years into that. So you just have to keep going, keep practicing. And persistence, you know, the people who last are the ones who keep going.
Yeah. But how did you know when you'd written a good song? What stood out to you? Yeah.
I think you kind of just know sometimes. I mean, yeah, it is difficult because there were songs I wrote when I was younger and I thought they were great. I don't know. I think having people around you who you trust, who have good taste. You know, don't listen to someone with bad taste who thinks your song's great because they don't know what they're talking about. But, I mean, yeah, I've, you know, my band have all got good taste in music. My girlfriend and my brother are big music lovers, so I always bounce demos off them and they go like, oh, this is a bit cheesy, or this one's a bit, you know, this is not cool. So, yeah, you know, you have to trust your gut, but also having that sort of foundation of opinions is quite cool as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Where do you see / want to be in like 10 years' time? Sometimes it's not good to look well ahead. You know, I'm not like that, but,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I used to be a lorry driver.
So, yeah, where do you see yourself?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'd like to create a sort of a batch of incredible albums or just, you know, a wealth of songs that last forever, really. I'm not interested in being, like, a fleeting band or a fleeting songwriter. I want people to look back and remember these songs forever, which I think we've already done a little bit of. You know, there's young people who will probably, when they're in the 40s, still remember dancing to T-Shirt Weather when they were 16. Oh, so yeah, I definitely feel like we've already achieved a little bit of that, but I want to build on that and make this band as big as possible and take us to arenas eventually.
Yeah, nice. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No. I can't think of anything.
Buy Different Creatures.
Get it. Listen to it, consume it, enjoy it.
Yeah, hip shake to it.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.